Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Saturday, May 21st, 2005 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's been nearly 7 years since Hurricane Mitch slammed into Honduras, killing 7,000. The country was decimated. International aid went into action. IA's six-year track record is now giving them more ministry opportunities. IA's president, Miles Fish.
We were offered an opportunity that has given us access to 27 very rural and very poor villages where the government has asked us to implement a community-based health care project in each of those 27 villages.
Local leaders are defining the needs, and the church in Honduras and the United States is helping. Next, a Nepalese Christian couple have been released in Brigance City. The couple, who run a boarding school and an orphanage, were accused of forcible conversion of those under their care. That's according to Voice of the Martyrs Canada. New reports show the charges were dropped due to lack of evidence. However, militant Hindus in the area are outspoken about the release, threatening action. Pray for the testimony of the ministry staff that they would not be intimidated into silence. And Nigeria is a country of many cultures and languages. In the northeastern state of Gombe, the seed company is helping 12 language groups have God's word for the first time. Through workshops, nationals are trained to translate scripture into their own languages. Katie Barnwell of the seed company says the goal is building up the church with God's word. And Barnwell says that's happening as translation work is moving along well.
I think all the projects now are getting into a steady translation phase. And we hope that they'll be able to complete the translation of Luke in the course of the next 18 months and then work on the Jesus film and some other scripture selections.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.